Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When paper assets like stocks are plummeting, as they did last week, investors flock to safe haven assets such as U.S. Treasury debt and precious metals. The flight to U.S. Treasury debt resulted in the interest rate plummeting. For instance, the yield on 10-year treasuries fell this week to its lowest levels ever. Monday last week, as the stock decline started in earnest, the price of gold soared to more than a 7-year high. Silver reached its highest in several months. Since the price of gold, along with silver, effectively represents a report card on the U.S. dollar, government, and the economy, the U.S. government has a huge incentive to prevent their prices from heading into the stratosphere. All last week, the U.S. government's primary trading partners tried to restrain gold and silver prices by selling massive quantities of gold and silver paper commodity contracts and by covering this risk with derivatives contracts. A record number of maturing COMEX gold contracts called for delivery were instead delayed in fulfillment by the subterfuge called exchange for physical. With this tactic, short sellers liable to deliver physical gold instead paid some cash plus delivered a London contract for future delivery of the same amount of gold. This is the most expensive means for short sellers to meet their obligations, which is a sign of a huge shortage of physical gold on the market. The Bank for International Settlements also cooperated in holding down gold and silver prices by devoting several billions of dollars of gold to hold down precious metals prices. Then, when large quantities of gold and silver were liquidated last Friday by leveraged investors raising cash to meet margin calls, gold and silver prices temporarily plunged. Guess what? At these suddenly lower bargain prices for gold and silver, more people jumped in to buy them. By early Tuesday afternoon this week, the surge in demand had pushed gold's price up more than 5% and silver up more than 4% from their close on the COMEX last Friday. Look for gold and silver prices to generally keep rising in the coming months. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.